The first step on the road to your financial future starts now. This is the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinnis, powered by GMAC Family Financial. As both a national speaker and published author, Greg has been providing financial strategies, solutions, and planning to both businesses and families alike. Now he's here to do the same for you. For more information, log on to GMACFamilyFinancial.com. Now, the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinnis.
Welcome to the show where Greg Macinnis offers plenty of ideas on planning for retirement. Greg, how are you?
Rob, I am terrific. How about yourself?
Doing great. You know, back in 2017, the Trump administration signed off on something called the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and it spelled out some serious tax relief that became known as the Trump tax cuts. Greg, what are some of the areas that these changes impacted?
Well, just to name a few right now, Rob, it really looked at our deductions, how we look at that, depreciations, expensing assets, tax credits. I mean, there's many, many more, but that's just a few.
But like the proverbial basketball game clock that's winding down, so is the clock on these tax cuts. Greg, if Congress does not act, what's going to happen to all these tax cuts that we've enjoyed since 2017?
Well, that's what I've been telling a lot of my clients. So right now, it's a 10-year bill. They call it, it will sunset and goes away, and that'll be at the end of 2025. So right now, we only really have two more years of these that are guaranteed right now.
So what kind of changes would we possibly be looking at again if Congress doesn't act?
Well, the biggest changes is one that people don't realize is if they do not act, then we will go back to the 2017 taxes of what they used to be. And what happened is our tax brackets will change because in this new bill under the Trump tax cuts, it added different tax brackets. So they were 10, 12, 22, and 24. But the old brackets used to be 10, 15, 25, and 28. So they were really changed drastically. And also what really changes, if you go back to the 2017 ones, is the income in each of the brackets are smaller than they are today. So you could really see us going up percents or up maybe to a different bracket if they don't get updated.
And this being an election year, I want to ask about the chance of Congress doing something to extend these cuts. Greg, do you think that's likely to happen?
Well, right now, we've also heard from the current administration that they are not going to do anything. They're going to let it sit and sunset and go away. But it's all going to be dependent on, of course, this election year, who does get elected here in November of this year. So that will be a big difference.
So it depends what parties in the White House and in Congress of that matter, right?
Yes. And we do know the Republican Party did say they want to keep these tax cuts and they want to make sure that maybe not even keep them, but make them even better than they were. But if no one does anything, they will go away. But I do know the Republican Party did say they do want to keep the tax cuts where the Democrat Party right now said, no, they'd rather let it just sunset and go away.
So in any case, we've been warned. So how can we plan now for the bad news if it comes? Now, you mentioned income taxes and how the brackets are going to change. So what can we do in that regard as far as preparing us for bad news if the Trump tax cuts do indeed sunset?
Yeah, Rob, that's a really great question because that's what we've been doing here at GMAC Family Financial with our clients now since these went into effect in 2017. We've been showing our clients that right now, they may not feel like it, but taxes are at one of the lowest they've ever been in a long, long time. So right now is what we've been doing is kind of looking through our math and science and see if it's the right options. But one thing we do with our clients is we're able to maybe do some Roth planning ideas right now, and we still have time to do that. But again, we need to do a review to see if that's going to be the best thing for them. But we did a lot of those right now because, again, if we can pay the taxes now, what we know they're going to be, and if they're going to go up, we don't want to definitely pay it at a higher rate.
Okay, what about estate taxes? They're going to be affected as well, correct?
Yes. I mean, right now, you know, estate taxes are very, very high. For a married couple, it could be up to $27 million and individuals up to $13 million. But again, if this sunsets will go away, they will be cut in half. And yes, that's still a lot of money in those accounts. But again, that does affect a lot of the clients that we work with, small business owners, and they're the ones that really get hit the hardest with this. So yes, again, estate taxes, basically, if you remember, it's you've paid all your taxes all your life, but you happen to be over this limit. It's another tax that the government's going to put on your heirs when you pass away. And again, we want to make sure we could avoid that. I work a lot of good estate plan attorneys that will help us minimize that or help eliminate that if we can.
And what about something that kind of went away with the Trump tax cuts coming in was a lot of charitable giving. Can you explain what happened there back in 2017?
Yeah, what they did in 17 is they raised up the standardized deduction. So the standardized deduction, you could either do your standard deduction or you could itemize. It's now about over 70% of Americans just use the standard deduction. Well, if you do the standard deduction, then you don't write off charitable giving out there as well. It was funny. My son was just doing his taxes and came over our house, and my wife, she's a CPA, was helping him a little bit. And they were looking at him. He's a single guy, 27 years old. And he was going, "Hey, mom and dad, should I itemize or should I go the standard?" And so we looked at it, and he would have got $13,000 on the standard, but he got over $20,000 by doing the itemizing. So again, that's something we got to look at. But to answer the question, Rob, is on the giving part of it, we got to make sure we have a plan. The other thing is if you do, like my son was itemizing now, so right now he can give up to 60% of his salary is the maximum you could give to charities out there. Well, if it goes back, it'll be go down to the 50%. So again, charities would get a big hit if this doesn't go through.
Remember, the name of the game when it comes to taxes is keeping every penny that you're entitled to. And unless you're a whiz at the ever so complicated tax code, then you need Greg McInnes and his team at GMACFamilyFinancial.com for your tax planning. It's also part of a solid retirement plan. And with that, Greg, we give you the last word.
Rob, thank you so much for asking this about these tax cuts. And one thing you did mention in the beginning, we are in a presidential year. And one thing I encourage all our Americans, no matter what state you're listening to this in, is to make sure we pray, we vote, and we engage. I joined an organization called Christian Engagement. And what they do is they help us look at different parties. I can look at the Democrat platform and the Republican platform nationally. I can look at my state level. And then I can know what are they looking for. And then I can look at each of the candidates and look at how are they going to look at on these tax cut bills. What is their philosophy? I pray for the leaders. I vote. And then we can get engaged. If we don't like what we see in these platforms, we could be a party precinct chairman. We do a lot of different things. We get local, your local communities and all that. But the reason I just want to say that is these votes matter. And I really encourage, it doesn't matter what party you're looking at, but be an informed voter and please vote. Because as you see, it does make a difference what's going to happen here on your taxes and your retirement funds. If you want to know more about this, come and see us here, and you can go on our website at gmacfamilyfinancial.com and schedule an appointment. We'd love to sit down with you and go over this with you together. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Countdown to Retirement podcast with Greg McInnes. For more information, reach out to Greg at gmacfamilyfinancial.com. That's gmacfamilyfinancial.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuities offered through Greg McInnes, NPN number 1204483. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. GMAC Family Financial Services is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.